Patrick Voss.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? All right, we got a lot to talk about today. We are going to try to cram it all in. We are live right now, 5 minutes past the hour. I would love to hear from you all, so please call in at 1-877-DOCADOLLY. Love to answer your questions, give you my advice, whether it be medical, although I do seem to give the entertainment industry a lot of advice on some of the television shows and the movies that I think need a little bit more spice. And, of course, my political advice. Whew, got a lot there. But please call in 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so three men are pretty upset because their frozen sperm was destroyed by a hospital. Hoping to one day become natural fathers, three men suffering from illnesses which threatened their fertility chose to freeze their sperm for safekeeping at a Chicago hospital. They say, unfortunately, Northwestern Memorial Hospital had accidentally destroyed their stored sperm. They think hundreds of other men could be in a similar situation and have been alerted by the hospital. One of the men filing the lawsuit was a 33-year-old leukemia sufferer who had his sperm stored after he told that intensive chemotherapy would likely make him sterile. This is heartbreaking. Another 26-year-old who had an issue with his fertility. Another one has a condition which can make them sterile. You know, we do this for people that have testicular cancer. We will, extrapolate sperm and store it. I don't know how expensive it is to do. But when you hear something like this, it makes you think that you may want to not put all your eggs in one, you know, basket. No pun intended. I mean, you know, wow. You know, there's a cord blood services where you could store your cord blood, your kid's cord blood, for later stem cell use. You know, and you just, it just, you know, you think, oh, what happens if the facility goes down? And, oh, the facility will never go down. It may change hands. Facility will never go down. Well, what happened here? They say desperate for answers as to why and how their sperm was allegedly destroyed. The men filed an emergency motion on Tuesday to protect records from the hospital and the Northwestern Medical Faculty Foundation and requested to inspect the hospital storage system. And this isn't like looking for a contact, okay? You think it's hard to look for a contact. Imagine being on your hands and knees trying to find your sperm. They say on the weekend of April 21 and 22nd, a cryogenic storage tank used for long-term storing of sperm samples malfunctioned, and around-the-clock alarm system attached to the unit failed to alert technicians. When the failure was discovered on Monday the 23rd, lab technicians transferred the samples to a working cryogenic freezer. A further 100 sperm samples scheduled to be discarded that were tested for damage showed that they were affected by the faulty system. That is just horrible. Really? Ugh. Anyway, they believe 80% of the samples will be viable, but right now they're contacting all the patients to see if they want to either give another sample or what they're going to do. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not too sure what the cost is. I've never stored sperm. I don't have any sperm. But that is tragic. You know, people, just get your act together. Get your act together. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One topic that keeps coming up is, what are our children exposed to? You know, if they watch TV, are they going to curse more and have bad behavior? If they watch sex scenes in the movies, will they be more promiscuous? Well, a study came out today saying yes. Researchers from the University of Missouri say teenagers and kids that watch these movies, kids as young as 12 to 18, will 6 years later, because they looked at kids who were watching these movies and then what happened 6 years later, will be more prone to be sexually promiscuous. I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, what about radio? No. Radio's pretty clean. What did we talk about today? Sperm and sex scenes in movies. That's pretty clean. Trust me. What you hear on radio, Howard Stern, maybe. But no. Still nothing like what you see in the movies. They say scenes can fundamentally influence a teenager's personality and make them more prone to take risks. Says adolescents who are exposed to more sexual content in movies start having sex at younger ages, have more sexual partners, and are less likely to use condoms with casual sex partners. Are you kidding me? What movies are they talking about? I mean, okay, what movies are kids watching? American Pie, right? That was a few years back. That was a pretty raunchy one. Trying to think, what were the kids, because Hangover wasn't out, Superbad, trying to think what movies were, you know, I mean, me, I think back to the 80s, Die Hard. Now, yes, Bruce Willis was sexy, but I don't think it changed any behaviors. I can't even think about what movies were out. I mean, Something About Mary? I don't know. They say sexual content was found in 68% of adult-rated films, 82% of PG-rated films, 85% of PG-13-rated. Now, I do have to say, you know, a lot of these movies that are both for kids and adults, there are definite, there's adult humor mixed in. They always do that, you know, because they want adults to go to these movies. Like, I love Shrek. I love Ice Age. I love the Madagascar movies, and I think they're great. I mean, I'll probably enjoy them even, you know, beyond when my kids are too old to see them. But they will. They'll put humor in there, you know, that'll attract grown-ups. So I'm not surprised that the PG-rated movies, you know, are 82% full of sexual content. But, you know, remember the very first time we saw a movie when we were younger that had a four-letter word? I remember in the 70s and 80s, it was so funny. Have, you know, a movie with like Blazing Saddles. Or like the Mel Brooks movie. When they would have a cuss word, it would be funny. Then, all of a sudden, after the 80s, it was just too much. And, you know, how do you beat, you know, what was done before? It's almost at the point where sometimes these movies, it's just too much. Don't go away. We'll come right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 18, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1580.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.17, $8.10.08 for a half ounce, or $405.04 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.17, $8.10.08, and $405.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we were talking about these movies and the cussing and the sex and how it's hurting our children, and 6 years later they're going to have promiscuous behaviors. You know, I talk about my problem with the entertainment industry and how they're trying to entertain us. And, you know, how things have progressed. Remember in the 90s we had the Jerry Springer and these talk shows where people were fighting and cursing and beeping. And, you know, I had looked at my husband one day, you know, looking at these movies and these shows going, you know, it's going to have to, the pendulum is going to have to swing the other way. You know, there is just so much rated R stuff that they keep trying to top it and top it. Where, I mean, how many more times can you curse in a movie? It's not entertaining anymore. You know, how many more sexual escapades, etc.? You know, something's going to happen, and things are going to do a 180 turn. And then at the turn of the century, we started to have American Idol, High School Musical, What else? Maybe so you think you could dance, what some of the dance shows. And so all of a sudden, some of those cheesy type shows that we used to have years ago, remember Star Search? Coming back. America's Got Talent, kind of similar to the Gong Show back then. And so I predicted that eventually things just got so dirty where we had to go back and make things clean again. You know, the Matrix movie had come out years ago, and it was pretty groundbreaking in terms of the, you know, dodging bullets. We all thought that was phenomenal. And, you know, when you're, slow motioning, you know, the jump kicks, but then everybody did it in the movies, and it got old very quickly. You know, and what's very interesting about what kind of happened in terms of how the movie industry overdid it is it shows you they don't have the creative minds working like they used to in the industry. They saw what happened with Matrix. They saw it was successful. And then all these movies started to do the slow motion and the dodging bullets and the Matrix type stuff. And it got old. You really can't think of anything new. Now, Jackass and Johnny Knoxville comes out in the turn of the century with the whole Jackass series. I thought it was brilliant. Yes, what these people did was stupid. Yeah, some of those acts were completely stupid, dangerous. As a doctor, I was abhorred. I love that word, abhorred, because it has extra R's in it when it shouldn't, so you could, you know, misspell the word, and nobody thinks you misspelled it, you know, because it's already weird in its spelling anyway. But it was different. It was a different form of entertainment, and it was a successful movie, and it was a successful TV show. You have people just sit there and hurt themselves. Unfortunately, other people took it to another level, and it didn't work. It didn't work. Now, what's been coming back are like American Ninja Warrior, are people doing athletics and, you know, doing races. I don't know if it's that popular, these shows, but those are starting to come back, which are kind of cleaner. Dallas made a comeback. I actually TiVo'd Dallas, so I started watching Dallas. And for those of you that remember Dallas, that show was irreplaceable. Back in the 80s, JR made the hair on your neck stand up, didn't it? Bobby was cuddly. Ray, I liked Ray because he was blonde, right? Jock Ewing, total stud. Miss Ellie rocked it. Nobody liked Lucy. And, you know, so they can't, you know, they decided to remake Dallas. Actually, they were going to do a Dallas movie years ago. John Travolta was supposed to play, I think, JR. They were going to do a Dallas movie and it completely fell through. I forget who was going to play Bobby, but they were going to do a remake. But anyway, so yeah, the television show, yeah, you're looking at it. And I think the only reason why it's good is because they have Larry Hagman in it, you know, playing JR, and they have Bobby. So you still have that chemistry, and they both still got it. You know, still JR makes your, you know, spidey sense tingle, like I said, the hair on the back of your head. He still knows how to scare you. I'm still scared of JR, even though he's 80 years old now. It's amazing. But, you know, I think with what's happening with kids is these B-rated movies that these kids seem to flock to have run out of ideas. And they play the same old jokes and they rehash the same old boring, slutty, raunchy stuff, you know, with these cuss words. And I think it's our job as parents and as educators to, you know, show our kids quality films, right? Like Tootsie. No. Like Die Hard, I think, was a quality film. I think Terminator was very well done. You know, I mean, again, you can't make them watch, you know, Wizard of Oz. They're teenagers, you know. But I had my kids start seeing the classics. I made my kids watch Rocky. They loved it. And the reason why I had them watch it is they were singing the tune, dun, 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 dun. And I go, do you know where that's from? And they go, no. A wrestling movie? I go, no, that's from Rocky. So I had them see Rocky. Jaws, I had them see. You know, I had them see some of the, you know, more, you know, popular newer classics, even though, you know, we're talking about movies that are 40 years old now, 30, 40 years old. But I'm really disappointed at how the teens are being entertained. And it's kind of scary what they're doing. But remember, it's not TVs and videos that I think we have to worry about. It's what's going on online. I see my kids play World of Warcraft and, you know, these online movies, and these women have big boobies. All right? And they don't look like natural big boobies. All right? Like Mama has. They look like fake breasts. And very small waists. And it teaches the kids, to me, that when you, I guess, win, you know, the love of the character, or I'm not sure what happens, but from what I understand, you know, when you lose in these games, the girl doesn't hang out with you, but when you win, the girls hang out. And it kind of gives our children, our young boys, a false sense of what the reward is going to be and what the girl should look like if you are successful. And I'm going to tell you right now, no. Now, no offense towards women that have breast implants. That's fine. But look at what it's doing to our young girls. Oh, I got to look like that. Mom, I need a breast. I need a boob job for my 16th birthday. You know, girls think they need to look like that. They think they need to look like the girls on these video games, because that's what boys are looking at and thinking are sexy. This is stupid. We're talking about a cartoon. We're talking about a stupid cartoon. The only cartoon I think that was pretty smart and very well done was, have you guys seen that YouTube video where the World of Warcraft people decide to play a video game themselves? Their real life is World of Warcraft, but the video game they decide to play is an office setting. Right? Have you guys seen that? So they're in an office setting where they end up, you know, suiting up in a shirt and tie and having to do a report. And it was actually pretty cute. So that was pretty smart. I like that one. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we need to talk to our kids. We also need to tell our kids that the sex that they're watching in these movies is fake. All right? Chandeliers don't usually become involved in the arena. We don't really use chandeliers as a prop. Sex usually doesn't last as long as it appears to last in the movies. The foreplay, I think, is over-exaggerated in movies. I don't think that ever happens in real life where you get all that foreplay. And, you know, we need to especially teach the girls, because the girls are the gateway to teenage sex. And I know a lot of you are going to be mad that I said that. But, if the girl says no, and it's a boy that's not attacking him, it's, you know, just an average schoolboy. If the girl says, you know, no, we could go out, you could pay for dinner in the movie, but we aren't having sex, you know, at all. The boy won't have sex with her. You know, if the girl says no, but these girls are saying yes. Boys have always wanted sex. Teenage boys have always tried to have sex. Because, again, their hormones. Remember, boys were married when they were teenagers. Girls were married back in, you know, the olden days, biblical times, at this age. But if you really think about it, you know, boys, you know, throughout the last couple centuries, they would have loved to have sex. But the girls said no. Now girls are saying yes. In fact, the girls are asking for it. Because, you know, to rise in the popularity pool, you need to attain a certain amount of, sexual stature. That was my stomach, by the way. My stomach's growling. Sorry. No gas on the Dr. Dolly Show. It's not allowed. Girls, they'll do first base, second base, third base, fourth base. I think they're coming up with a fifth base, sixth base. Now they even have shortstop positions. They even have all these positions. Well, did you shortstop? Yeah. Did you wide receive? Oh, that's football. But anyway, girls have the power, so we need to teach our girls to say no. And we need to tell our boys no also. I tell my boys, oh, Mom, leave me alone. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll come right back. More medical news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Halle Berry was released from the hospital suffering a head injury while filming her latest movie. People are concerned that maybe OSHA needs to get involved. OSHA, really? Really? To see how safe the set is. They do crazy things on these sets. She went to the hospital. She left the hospital. No big deal. I don't think we have to make, a whole issue out of it, but it's kind of interesting that it means, wow, she does some of her own stunts. You look at everything and you look at these movies and it doesn't appear like you know, people are doing their own stunts. I always love to look at the stunt people and, you know, see if I could tell. It's very easy. And that's what I do. I really need to just relax and watch the movie more. But I think I spend so much time, you know, trying to look at these little details to see if I can figure out, you know, if they use a stuntman or not, that I completely, you know, lose track of the storyline. Maybe it's because many of these movies really don't have that good a storyline, and I'm just trying to keep myself entertained. But anyway, she's okay. Sage Stallone, we are still waiting on the coroner's report. They've interviewed family members. They've interviewed friends. Right now, one of Sage Stallone's friends said there's no way he could have committed suicide. He was happy, excited about his upcoming wedding. He didn't use recreational drugs. He smoked cigarettes, did have anxiety, used Klonopin, a very common anxiolytic, clonazepam, Paxil, Vicodin. And there were prescription medications we do know at his house. Apparently a report today was released that Sage Stallone did have some little bags of powder. Nothing else has been revealed at this time. But we know that Sylvester Stallone is definitely asking for some privacy. I don't blame him during this time. Pretty scary, pretty frightening that something like this could happen. 36 years old, especially with a boy that, you know, has had a pretty successful career. You know, I know many of us are thinking, well, what? He hasn't really, he hadn't acted, you know, since the late 80s or early 90s, but apparently he has been producing films, working on a bunch of projects. No death is ever timely. They're all untimely, but it's, you know, whenever something like this happens to somebody young, who appears to have fairly good family support, we want to know. You know, because it worries us. You know, could this happen to anybody we know? It's just something that definitely piques our curiosity, even though it's so tragic. All right, for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook at drdahlia.com. Well, that's my my website's drdahlia.com. My Facebook, I don't know what they call it. You just Google, or when you're on Facebook, just look up Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't really know how you get there, but you get there. And but most importantly, download the Droid app. Dr. Dahlia Show has an app for Android users. It's free. Go to the Dr. Dahlia website and you can download it. All right. News Today says, medical news, that if you are a senior, you may not want to binge drink, because it increases your risk of Alzheimer's. And I know some of you are like, oh, come on, Grandpa doesn't binge drink. Yeah. Many people do. A study of more than 5,000 over 65-year-olds found that those who drank heavily at least twice a month were 2.5 times as likely to suffer a severe decline in their mental ability and memory as they aged. Doctors have linked alcohol consumption to development of Alzheimer's in about 10 to 24% of the cases, but I think we really underestimate what our seniors drink. Remember, if many of our 20-year-olds later become 40-year-olds and they don't change their drinking habits, and then our 40-year-olds later become 60-year-olds, and then our 60-year-olds become 70-year-olds and nobody changes their drinking habits, yeah, we could be talking about heavy drinking in a senior. Not that much of a shock. See, people always underestimate, and then they, you know, I mean, whenever I have a family say, yeah, Grandpa lost it the other day. He got angry. He was forgetful. I always ask, what was he drinking? Now, Grandpa looks over at me quickly and gives me a dart, you know, darts with his eyes, looking at me like, oh, you better shut up and shut up now. And the family's like, what? What? No, Grandpa doesn't drink. And I look over at Grandpa and he looks at me and now I'm scared. You know, because he's got a cane. And I'm like, well, sometimes alcohol can be an issue, you know. And then I change the subject, and then I pull the kids over. I go check the liquor pack cabinet. If you don't have a liquor cabinet, get one. Yeah, that's one thing we really need to bring back, the liquor cabinet. I don't think people lock up their liquor anymore. Yeah, you know, we've talked about this on the show. A lot of times the bar in these new homes, now I live in Southern Nevada, so many of these homes are, I mean, you know, especially with the real estate boom a decade ago, you know, we have all these homes and the bar was an essential part of the family room. You know, we'd walk through the models. I love walking through models. I love that. And then I go back to my house going, oh, my house is a piece of crap. You're walking in even apartment models. I love walking through those. They look like palaces. And then I come back to my house and the carpet's all stained and the furniture is beat up. And, you know, you see the dog poop that he just left for you 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to move to the apartment. But anyway, you know, many of these houses, the bar is a decoration. Or the house has it architecturally included a bar, a walk-in bar. And even with us, we have a little bar. It's not very useful. It's really small because, again, we're not drinkers. So we built a bar in there because, you know, if we did have parties and, you know, people over and for the resale value, you know, when we built our home, we had in mind that we're going to have to sell it one day. And since all these homes have bars, we have to have a bar. But if you look at it, it's very weak compared to what these other homes have. And I think it's a little ridiculous because we're supposed to be locking up the liquor. All of our parents and grandparents would used to have a liquor cabinet because you didn't want your kids getting into it. And instead, we use the bar for storage, right? We don't drink the alcohol, so it sits there till the next party because alcohol's good. Vodka lasts. And, you know, luckily my kids are young, but when my kids are older, that's Christmas in July. We got to do something about that. And when my mom babysits the kids, I better smell her breath afterwards, right? Because the bar just sitting there, it's not locked up. So honestly, if you're worried about the mentation and the cognition of your parents, check them for alcohol. Honestly, you should be checking your kids. I mean, this whole drug screening toxicology panel that we run on kids, we should probably run on our grown-ups. You know, one of the first things we do in the ER, when somebody brings in a family member that seems confused, immediately we do a tox screen. Of course, we check the heart. We want to make sure they aren't having arrhythmias. We check their oxygenation. We want to check their blood sugar, because you could be hypoglycemic. We want to check your salts. There's a lot of things that could cause confusion. We also look for infection. But Dr. Dahlia, he doesn't have a fever. It doesn't matter. Your older population won't present like your younger population does. So your older population could have a full-blown infection, and you don't see the fever. Your older population could be anemic, so you don't see the red throat. You don't see the red wound because they're anemic. So as an ER doctor, you know, you have to assume, you know, the worst is going on. But immediately we run a tox screen. We need to make sure they didn't over-medicate. That's hard to pick up on a tox screen. But if we see benzodiazepines and barbiturates and alcohol, and the son or daughter is like, but they don't have that, a part of their medicine regimen, well, they're going into somebody's pills. Where do you put your pills, and how close are they to dad's? You know, things happen. People get confused. What if you don't have your reading glasses? Those prescription bottles are hard to read. All right, but all I'm saying is, don't forget, our seniors love the drink. All right, and that can put them more at risk for Alzheimer's. Okay, when we come back, don't go away. A lot of cool stuff. Maybe not as cool as you think, but we need to talk about it anyway. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Well, good news for people in Japan. It looks like the Fukushima beach is safe for people to come on in and jump in the water. It's been 16 months since the nuclear disaster. And in the last 24 hours, over 1,000 people have descended on Nakaso Beach, which is 40 miles south of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, where three reactors melted in March 11th, 2011. So officials in Japan have reopened the Fukushima State First Beach to swimmers since last year's disaster. Let me see. They're playing volleyball games. I'm seeing pictures. They look all happy. I'm not worried as long as they don't eat the fish. You know, like I've said multiple times on the show, where a lot of the danger is with the radiation is, one is the immediate fallout, but then later, as years progress, it's the cesium that builds up in the fish or in the goat milk or the muscle of the livestock, like what happened with Chernobyl. So, for them to be able to swim in the beach, I'm not too concerned. If, you know, a government official said it's fine, I'm not that worried. I mean, I wouldn't be any more worried than, you know, living within 40 miles of the disaster. So no, good for them. And, all the power to them. All right, you know, we were talking about Alzheimer's and memory, and every now and then Fox has an article from a specialist, and I know, when are they going to ask me? Well, they don't need to. They have so many people on the medical team that are good. They don't need Dr. Dahlia. Eventually, maybe, but they probably think I cost too much. Little do they know. But anyway, this is kind of interesting. They give us some tricks to help improve our memory. Like, for example, let's say you have trouble forgetting boring data, like you have trouble forgetting passwords, addresses, appointments. Now, remember, many times when you put things to memory, your creative, artistic, colorful memories stick, whereas the bland, dry, boring things don't. Make sense, right? So, my suggestion is try to turn it into a song or something artsy or creative. What do they say? They say the only way to make essentially boring data part of your long-term memory is to store it properly so you could retrieve it later on. They said for an important date like your niece's birthday, give it an emotional connection like 8 days after the 4th of July. That's a very good idea. You pick a holiday. And the only problem is trying to remember the number of days around the holiday. Like, for example, my birthday is June 16th. So that would be what, 180 days after Christmas? Yeah, 80-some days? Yeah, you see, if you can't, I'll forget that. But let's say their birthday is close to Christmas, close to, you know, 3 days before, 5 days after, close to Valentine's Day, I think it's a great idea. Problem with, like, Easter is the date always changes. So you have to pick a holiday that's static, you know, like Valentine's, Halloween, etc. 4th of July is very easy to remember. They say for less important information, like a dentist appointment, they say don't even try to remember, just write it down. Oh, come on. I was dying to know, how do you remember a dentist appointment? Okay. Let's say you're distracted. You forget why you walked into another room. You were distracted, you know, en route. The item you wanted to remember wasn't noteworthy, so you didn't remember. So they say the solution to that is visualize what you want or need before you start walking into the room. Who gets credit for this? Because this person's pretty good. Dr. Zaldi Tan, director of the Memory Clinic at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Okay. Visualize what you want or need before you start walking in the room. So again, you have that visual look. So whether it's like summer clothes out of the basement, maybe think of the beach, think of you wearing those clothes, etc. All right. They said also, you know, retrace your steps if you forget. Let's say you misplace everyday items like your wallet, your keys, your subway pass, whatever. Again, it's an attention issue. And as we age, we lose attention. It's not that we all, you know, get ADD. It just, you know, we lose attention. We have poor attention when we're kids. Then we gain attention in class. And then, you know, as long as there's not a teacher yelling at us or a wife or husband yelling at us, you know, and as we age, when people don't yell at us as much anymore, we pay less attention. So what happens? They say, many times, if let's say you have with your keys or your wallet a ritual, you always throw them down on a chair next to the door. Well, if you were preoccupied, you're not going to throw them in the same area. Yet, you know, they're mundane things. You don't think they're important. Yet, like a $100 bill, the doctor says, you're going to remember because that was important. So pretend that everything you're putting down is important. If you pay attention and go, okay, I'm going to put my keys right here. That's great. Or you get one of those little, you know, key racks where the keys always have to go there. You know, the shoes always have to go in a certain place. No, you're not going to be looked upon as obsessive compulsive, but it's a smart thing to do because we lose probably an average of 15 minutes a month looking for our keys in the morning. It's ridiculous. Remembering words. Like, let's say you have trouble remembering a word, a movie, a friend's name. This happens very commonly as we age. They say, what do they say? Do they give us any good clues? Say the name aloud. Maybe if it's a movie or a book, try to connect it to another memory. I was hoping they'd give us something better than this. Sorry about that. You know, with friends, I'll put their name into a song, you know, like Barbara Ann. So I won't remember Barbara, but the Barbara Ann, you know, I'll remember that song with her. So if there was like a Jolene, that's not a very common name. If you can't come up with a song, you make one up. That's what I do. Okay, let's see. What else can you do when you forget people's names? Well, like Mary. All right. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Or Mary had a little lamb. So if you connect that person with a lamb, you'll remember Mary. Right? All right. If I see a bodybuilder who's brilliant, right, I'll connect them with Donovan, right, who works on my show. See? Yeah. All right. Very easy. So you try to do that. Now, what about performing automatic tasks? A lot of us, we'll drive home and not even realize we drove home. You know, we'll be so involved in a conversation. Or we'll make coffee or we'll iron. And this is using procedural memory, Fox says here. And this type of memory that you use, like when you ride a bike, you type, play piano, putting a key into a keyhole. You know, it's the act is more mechanical than conscious. So what you need to do is kind of what they say is make an effort to be mindful when you flip the switch, etc. Like say it loud, oven is off, iron is unplugged, right? So you get into the habit automatically of saying it. So this is what they're suggesting. All right, this is Dr. Ten. You know, so you know it's off, etc. Now, me, I'm a big post-it note person. So if I think I'm going to forget something, I have post-it notes all over the place. Problem is, I forget to take down the post-it note, so I don't know if it's a post-it note for that day or if it was a post-it note for 3 weeks ago, which is difficult. But, you know, I try to help my patients who are obsessive-compulsive, who, you know, always, many of these patients, like, they'll think they left the iron on or the stove on, so they'll keep going home. They'll, you know, keep driving home. And so one thing I told them to do is take your smartphone and take a picture. And some of these, there's actually an app I just downloaded for 99 cents where you speak with the picture. Now, what you do is you take the picture and you either text the date and the time to yourself or speak it. You know, this was Tuesday evening, 8:57 p.m. And then... or Wednesday evening. It's Wednesday, right? I don't even know the date. Yeah, know the date before you do this. Otherwise, you'll really mess yourself up. But then, you know, okay, good. I'm good. All right, guys. Great show tonight. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Remember to download our Droid app. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time.
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.